T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
2-2 with the bases loaded and one out.
Harper, oh my God! One
deep to right field, way up there and way out of here. Second deck walk-off home run. Grand slam, Bryce Harper. Wow!
That was sick. Wow! I don't even know. I mean, that was awesome. Oh my gosh. I saw my parents' lights are off in the suite right now, so they probably didn't see that. So thanks, Mom and Dad. Appreciate you. Besides winning a division and getting to the playoffs, that was one of the coolest moments I've ever had in my life. I mean, unbelievable. This fan base, everybody, that team pulling for me each night. I mean, what a family we have here. And I mean, this is unbelievable.
That was last night on NBC Sports Philadelphia. Bryce Harper, I mean, geez, so improbable. Just an amazing ninth inning. Like, is that one of these? We talk about momentum a lot in sports, and we actually earlier this week you said that you thought it, at the end of the 99 season, gave your Eagles momentum into 2000. Is this one of these games where this momentum can help the team? There's only 40 games left, right? I mean, yeah. There's not a lot of time left, but at the same time, you know, if they get hot right now, this is a time where they go on a run right here. They could easily position themselves for a very important September.
Yeah, you just made a profound statement when you said there's not a lot of time left. I don't really know if the ball club realized that. You know, Gabe was still coming out talking about turning things around, and when we play our best ball, we're unbeatable, as if he has 80 games left in the season to figure this thing out. There needed to be a sense of urgency in that clubhouse. That's what firing John Maley did, right?
Yeah.
And firing the hitting coach, that's what that did. That got everybody's attention.
Right.
They got everyone's attention.
Which, more than
that
anything, that's why you make that type of move. So guys are like, oh, people are losing jobs now.
Yeah.
It gets your attention.
Yeah. And quite frankly, they obviously think high enough of Gabe. They wanted to keep him around. Because here's the thing. They could have easily just made Charlie Manuel the manager the rest of the season.
Yep.
Even if they didn't decide to bring Charlie Manuel back as the manager next year.
Mm-hmm.
If they felt Gabe was the real issue and was going to move on from him, they would have removed him from the clubhouse because it wouldn't have been a good environment. Gabe's a good soldier. He's one of their guys. And as long as Matt Klintak is here, Gabe will be here.
Right.
Until it's painfully obvious he needs to move on.
Right, or if the owner tells him, listen, I know he's your boy, but whatever. But no, he was gonna go to bat for Gabe. Matt Klintak was going to bat for Gabe.
And I gotta tell you this about John Middleton. You don't make the statements and the comments and the commitment financially that John Middleton has made to Matt Klintak, and then all of a sudden do a 180 6 months later. He's a smart businessman, and this is a calculated decision that he decided. Whether it's right or wrong is a different argument. What I'm saying is this isn't an owner that's waffling. And this is an owner who I think interjected because he saw what needed to be done from a changing the aroma in the room.
Well, I think it was painfully obvious to everybody but Matt Klintak.
Right.
And he wasn't going to do it. Is that because he's too loyal? Even when he was introducing...
Stubborn.
Oh, no doubt about that.
Too stubborn. Because, see, changing admits...
We're right and he's wrong.
Yes.
No, you're right.
Yes.
And there's a lot of that to Matt Klintak.
So it takes your balls. It takes his balls to have to make that happen.
Right. It was like, we're not benching the players for not hustling just because you say we need to do it.
Right.
And even when they knew they should have, it felt like there was more of that going on than actually saying, you know what, I should probably bench this guy because it's the right thing to do.
When does a general manager, this is how far they've gone to stick to their guns. You're going to sit down and hold a press conference and explain to this city of all cities, it's okay to not hustle sometimes? You just have to be smarter when you do it? He said that. He said those things.
And, Ike, he just, you know, he's not very savvy when it comes to dealing with the media here.
No, because it was all about protecting his best interests.
You're right.
And his narrative and the way they're doing things. Like you just said, you're not going to tell us how to run a baseball team. You're not going to tell us.
We're not going to be influenced by you.
Exactly.
By Angelo Cataldi.
We do a lot
by WIP.
We got a lot of data and analytics and information that supports what we're doing.
And you know what?
And you're just a carnival barker on the radio that doesn't speak for this fan base.
And we were kind of right.
Yeah,
and
we were
kind of wrong.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
All right.
That's the thing that makes me mad, seriously, though. And I'm sure that's the same thing with a lot of fans. Is that it didn't have to be this way.
Right.
You could have gone out and got a Marcus Stroman.
Yeah.
You could have done the Dallas Keuchel deal. Like, you could have done those things, but you're steady trying to prove to everybody that sticking with Eflin, Pavetta, and Velasquez was the way to go.
Right. Yeah, no, you're right. No, they were wrong. We knew it.
And they didn't want to admit it.
And they didn't want to admit it.
And they threw away a damn season.
Could have.
And then the owner had to step in to try to salvage whatever he could.
Yep.
By bringing in Charlie Manuel.
Yeah. I mean, it just makes me worry that maybe he knows that he doesn't have the right baseball guys in town. But, hey, listen, if it works, it works. So last night at one point, and, Jack, the tweet that you sent me has been deleted, so I don't know what info you were trying to give me. But at one point last night, you know, ESPN.com will have the probability of winning. And a lot of times it's bogus. It's not hard to say it's a high probability of a team winning when it's the ninth inning and they're up by four runs.
Right.
Well, last night at one point, it was 99.6.
That's almost 100, man.
It's almost 100. you're rounding up. It's not 99.4.
Right.
99.6 is 100.
It's basically 100.
But yet it wasn't. So pretty much last night was a 100% probability that the Phillies were losing. They scored one run in the eighth inning. That did nothing for me. I was just like, I was still cleaning dishes. You know, I had something separate on my phone. Literally, I was watching Wicked Tuna on my phone with the Phillies game on the big TV.
Come on, man.
Dude, they didn't have a run for the first seven innings. You want me to sit there and be
Wicked
glued
Tuna?
To the TV?
I like Wicked Tuna.
It's good. Oh, Outer Banks? Yeah, man. Good show. But seriously, that's what I was doing last night. It was merely background noise. And then the ninth inning happened. And it just... You wonder if the momentum carries on to the team. 888-729-9494.
The other stat in that was that the Phillies had lost 316 straight games by trailing by at least four runs entering into the ninth inning.
316, so almost two full seasons.
Yeah.
That's a lot of baseball games.
That's almost hard to do.
I would have said three straight seasons, honestly. Wow. All right. Well, they got the monkey off the back. Does it change anything? And here's the real question. Other than having fun and saying, this is all Charlie Manuel, how much can you really give credit to Charlie Manuel for the last two nights?
I probably gave him 75% of the credit.
Yeah.
Give like 24% to the players. Throw Gabe in there. Give him 1%.
888. Let's go to Louise in Mount Laurel. Louise, how are you?
I'm fine. Except for one thing.
Yes.
I want Mikey back. And if they send him down to the minor leagues because of his hitting, why can't they bring him back and let him be under Charlie?
Well, that's what I said. If Charlie's such a guru that he totally turned around the whole team, you should bring him back, right?
Yes.
No, you only have to bring him. They don't have to send one down to the minors to bring him back.
No, he was agreeing with what you said.
I was agreeing with you. Yeah, if Charlie's back, why not bring him back up here, right?
Yeah, because, I mean, he's a great fielder. And he left with 15 home runs. He had a walk-off home run. Mm-hmm. And bring him back.
I mean, gold glove, third baseman.
All right.
That's what I see.
All right. Yeah, I like your style, Louise. Do you have a bad Philly tattoo, Louise?
I don't like tattoos.
me neither, but I have a giant one on my back, and that's because of my big mouth.
Don't do it.
All right. Thank you, Louise. Good to talk to you.
Michael Franco's hurt, by the way.
He is.
When did he get hurt?
While in AAA.
I guess in the last couple days. So Rhys Hoskins out of the lineup tonight, Ike. He was hit on the hand last night. It actually loaded the bases. So he's out of the lineup. We don't know if this is like, hey, just take the night off. We don't want your hand to get worse. Oh, by the way, it feels like he hasn't had a hit in weeks. Or he's legitimately hurt and he can't play. So the lineup tonight.
I see that. He had that little blooper Wednesday night.
Yep.
Lead off the game.
Well, yep. I mean, Gabe just talked, and he said that Rhys Hoskins is available to bang off the bench. That's from Gabe. And the x-ray on his hand was negative.
Can we get that sound?
I think I need that sound more than anything in my life right now.
Bang off the bench.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Roman Quinn, Harper, Real Muto, Dickerson cleanup and left, Segura, Lomo. Logan Morrison makes his debut for the Phillies tonight. He'll be at first base batting sixth. Scott Kingery, seventh, playing third base. Hernandez, Cesar, he's batting eighth. Bang nothing pitching, Vince Velasquez. And I guess the biggest reason why I'm skeptical here has nothing to do with the offense. It has to do with the pitching. And the pitching's just not good enough. The starting pitching's just not good enough.
Well, that's fair.
Zach Eflin's back in the rotation.
I think we all agree with you on that.
All right, some tattoo people. Ed and Defford. Ed, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you guys doing today, man?
Good,
long time listener, first time caller.
Good to hear from you. What do you got?
Good. Just want to make two quick points. Want to follow up on the Twitter poll question of the night last night. You know, everyone was deciding, are we going to watch the Eagles or are we going to watch the Phillies? But lo and behold, you didn't even have to watch the Phillies until the ninth inning. You could have caught the whole Eagles game, hopped over in the bottom of the ninth with the bases jacked with Harper up, and then he hits that massive bomb that, you know, could be the turning point in the season if we go on a nice run here and then we look back.
The best viewing you could have had last night was not paying attention to the Phillies until the ninth inning and then just coming over.
Exactly.
You're right. I think a lot of people did that.
Yeah, that's exactly what I did. And I just want to give a quick shout-out to my boy Andy from Deptford. That's my BFF. We grew up out here in Willingboro, New Jersey. I just bought a house out in Deptford. He always brings it. Good call, especially a good call today. And don't let him be so hard on you, Johnny, I'll tell you.
Oh, man, I love him. He's one of my favorites. You have a tattoo, Ed?
I do. I think I got winner chicken dinner as well, boys. I got the Philly special, the X is an O version of it, and then ghosted in the background, I got the Lombardi trophy. I waited my whole life for it. As soon as we got the win, I went to the best tattoo artist that I know. I got it, and it's sick.
Philly special.
Oh, man, make sure you send that in to us.
Yeah, make sure we can consider it. Thank you, Ed.
Because here's the thing. You're going to get a lot of Philly specials.
Yeah, it's not.
So a lot of those tattooed on people.
I agree.
I like this tattoo. Somebody sent it to me, Joe Keller. He sent me a tattoo of the city line background. He has the Liberty Bell, but he has the four major team logos inside the Liberty Bell, along with the Love Park logo.
It's nice.
Yeah, I like that.
Except for one thing,
what city line back there? What's wrong?
What's the one thing that
he was missing? A crack in the bell for sure.
Well,
what else?
I don't like the Sixers logo.
Oh, he went with the old Sixers.
Yeah, it was probably
logo.
When he got it done.
That's the AI Sixers logo.
Nothing you can do about it now. You're not going to be able to edit that. Jack, did you retweet it? I tweeted it out from my account.
Yes,
I
did.
The gentleman with the jailhouse style tattoo with the staple and the soot and the shampoo. Well, it's actually pretty good.
It is.
It's much better than I thought, but it's still, I would say he's the leader in the clubhouse with the story.
Oh, yeah, the story is, you got to have a story behind that thing, man.
Yep. Let's go to Damien, Delaware. Damien, how are you?
Good. How are you fellas doing?
Good.
So on my right hand, when you make a fist, I got Bird, and on my left hand, I got Gang.
Bird Gang.
So on your fingers, you have it to where if you punch it up?
Yeah, so you put them both together and make a fist that says Bird Gang.
Wow, that's pretty hardcore.
It's actually on my my Twitter picture at Dame Birds.
Huh. It's like Radio Raheem, Love and Hate.
Yep.
You know, you seen the movie Do the Right Thing?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yo, Damien, how many other tattoos do you have?
I have my whole left arm and sleeve. I got two of my ribs. And
you got a lot of tattoos, huh?
A decent amount, not enough.
I think we'll consider you, Damien. Thank you.
Body's like a mule.
If you have finger tattoos that say Bird Gang, odds are you have a lot of tattoos, right?
Because that hurts. I mean, it's important where the tattoo is because that tells us about your pain threshold.
Yep.
He got stuff on his knuckles. There's not a lot of meat there. There's not a lot of, you know, fatty meat there that you could sort of absorb that needle. A lot of bone there.
Yep.
That had to hurt.
Oh, that hurt a lot. Marks and Reese on 94 WIPHC1 Philadelphia, broadcasting away from our Tasty Cake Studios. We're live at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly, Ikey.
You like the old tattoos, right? The ankle tattoo.
Ooh.
Yeah, you get the female with the ankle tattoo, the little rose around the ankle.
The foot.
The The foot tattoo.
Oh.
Oh, love a foot tattoo.
The Janis Soprano tattoo. The Rolling Stone tattoo.
Right in the, yeah.
On the boob.
Yeah, yeah. That was a good spot to put that there, Janis.
That's such a, like, in our ground crew, Taz is the guy that would, he's probably dated a girl that had the Rolling Stone tattoo somewhere on her.
What about the head tattoo?
You can't go head
tattoo. I had the guys with the head tattoos, and Mike Tyson started that face tattoo nonsense.
All right, if anybody has a head tattoo, you're in the Marshall Reese tattoo.
Head or face tattoo, that gets you in.
Yes.
Then again, somebody with a head or face tattoo, do we really want them in the... We're only going to see them one night.
They can do the online draft.
You do the online draft, yeah. Tell them what type of crew you showing up with.
No doubt.
Head tattoo.
Well, we have Phillies fans that are starting, with game time coming up soon, and we're here in South Philly at the Great Chickies and Pete's. We have a lot of Phillies fans that are...
Boo Manny Machado tonight.
Coming in, yeah. Hey, let me say this, because I've seen a lot of Twitter activity with it. I'm not going to say Charlie Manuel doesn't deserve some credit, because Charlie Manuel does deserve some credit because he's on the staff. I elect to give the players the lion's share and the majority of the credit, and not Charlie Manuel or Gabe Kapler. I'm not going to come in here to say the manager deserves credit, right? And I'm also not naive enough to think that Charlie Manuel, the day that they score 11 runs, that he talks with everybody on the staff, and all of a sudden they're hitting home runs. Does the idea of someone getting fired and a new hitting coach coming in, does that help the players? Sure. Yeah. I think that's what's helped more than anything, right? I think the energy of somebody new coming in, and also somebody new like Charlie Manuel, who everybody loves, and he brings a certain energy to the clubhouse, that's definitely helped. But that's not going to continue for weeks and for the next 40 games. Right, so I'm just cautioning everybody. Like,
I mean, I don't know. It might. I mean, they're not going to sweep everybody the rest of the way, but can they remain hot? Can they remain sort of in a positive vibe, thinking that they can make the playoffs? See, that's the power of positive thinking. You don't give up. When you're down 3 or 4 runs, you're going into the ninth inning, you're still thinking, we got a chance to win. Let's just string together a couple hits, and we can pull this thing out. But when you don't believe there's anything to play for, then that's how you go up there and you approach being down in the game. You're just trying to get out of there.
Right.
Just trying to get out of
You're
here.
You're going through the motions.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I'll say this. I think I would say Gabe and Charlie deserve about the same amount of credit. Gabe deserves some credit, and Charlie deserves some credit. Gabe put a lineup out last night that worked. Bryce Harper was able to come up with the bases loaded because he's batting him second.
How do we know Gabe put the lineup out?
Well, I mean, all
right. How do we know Charlie's not in the back saying, play him here, put him there, I would put him there. You can go hang it up. But I would put him there. No, I wouldn't do that. No, I'll put him there.
Well, I mean, how do we know that
Skip doing that?
How do we know that, you know, somebody's not wearing lingerie before the games? I mean, I don't know. We don't know anything.
A couple guys, I suspect. Anyway, I got word. Word came through from a good friend of ours, John Brazier.
Uh-oh.
Says that you need to get a Jason Vargas tattoo. If the Phillies win the World Series.
A Vargie?
Yeah. You need a Jason Vargas tattoo.
Well, last year I agreed.
If the Phillies win the World Series.
Last year I agreed doing a Duble tattoo, which I'm glad didn't happen.
Oh, Lord, we're glad you didn't do that one.
I would have to get it removed. Let's face it. And that was a Brazier text to me. So a Vargie tattoo? No, I can't go Vargie.
He's not even a Philly.
Yeah, I don't want Vargie.
It's got to be somebody that we keep,
yeah,
right?
I mean, yeah.
Well, he is here next year.
He is. $8 million.
Yeah. I'm
open to getting. Listen, if we win champions, how about this?
Yes.
As long as the team is on 94 WIP, we're the flagship. I'm willing to do whatever. Right? For the other teams, forget
team
about
player,
it.
I love it.
You have
man.
No chance.
I love it. I want you to get Charlie Manuel tattooed on your back. That's who I really want you to get tattooed on your back. I want Skip.
I'll do
tattoo right under his face.
If they win a World Series this year,
this is for Philadelphia.
That's right. Damn it.
All right, put me on the record.
He's going Charlie Manuel.
I mean, why not at this point?
Oh,
this
yes.
is for Philadelphia.
Sure. What do I
yes.
care? Let's go to the phone.
You are a team player.
We have, but you know what? How cool would Charlie Manuel's, just his face? It wouldn't
right.
be a big one.
Right next to Knicks.
Right next to Nick.
Champion.
And he's already won a champion.
Yeah.
Let's go to Aiden in Ridley Park. Aiden, what do you got? How are you?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
What's up, Aiden?
I was listening to Harper after the Grand Slam last night. They're interviewing him on MLB Network. And he said he was talking to Charlie not about hitting. But he was just talking about the good old days, like 08, 09, 07, all those years when Charlie was winning. And I think my thing is, I think that's fueling JT and Bryce. More than him talking about their swings, I think him talking about the winning days and the fans then and how everybody was, I think that's what's fueling them to get these wins and to get that huge sweep over the Cubs.
I agree with you.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. I agree with John. There isn't a lot of science to those guys going up there and hitting. And Charlie isn't about to come in here and make some overall change with everybody in the lineup. With 48 hours. So,
yeah.
But I do believe something.
There's something to that.
I believe in the power of positive thinking. I just do.
Exactly.
I believe in and changing the whole environment. See, Gabe had the right approach. It just became stale.
Exactly. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree, man. I just think Charlie just being there and that presence, I think, is what's making them really want to make a push now. And that change is huge. Just getting him in there and doing that for the clubhouse, I think it's absolutely huge.
Appreciate it. Yeah, and Bill Matz, our producer here, is showing the Charlie-Bryce Harper hug last night, Ike.
Yeah.
Now, what isn't being...
Is there any way we can make that our header? I know our header right now is me, you, and Gabe. And I love the interviews we've done with Gabe. You know, Gaber.
What I was expecting was
is it too early to replace our header with the new manager the hitting coach?
What I thought Jack was going to do was Photoshop Charlie's head
on Gabe,
which would have been mean.
Yes, with the blazer and hoodie.
Right.
Yeah, put that on Skip. Yeah, let Charlie have that outfit on.
Well, I've seen him in certain similar outfits before, right?
Of Gabe's?
No, I'm just saying.
Aiden's
definitely on to something. And I'll say this, like you've worked with Charlie a long time. I've had the pleasure of interviewing him. You know, I'm not gonna say more than a handful of times, but you know him personally.
Oh yeah,
a lot better than I do. Mm-hmm. But anytime you sit down with him, you have a personal conversation with him. Even if you just interview him, you can't help but impress isn't the right word. He's just a guy that has played baseball that long and has that many stories and tells the stories.
Yes.
He tells the stories well, too. He's a great baseball guy. And Bryce Harper is such a baseball dirt dog, you know what I mean? It's like he probably looks at him and is like, wow, this guy's amazing.
I think the more unique thing is Charlie Manuel and the age gap between he and a lot of these guys and how he can still relate to them. You know, most athletes will appreciate guys that came before them, whether they played before they were ever in the league or whether they managed or coached professionally before they were ever in the league. And so, you know, what it says is you may have young guys here, they see Charlie coming in, they know what he's done. He automatically gains their respect by who he is, so they're willing to listen to him.
Right.
And because they have been struggling, they're going to be more willing to change some things, at least try it to see if the guy knows what he's talking about.
Sure.
I mean, if that's the guy that managed Ryan Howard, Jimmy Rollins, Chase Utley, Jason Worth, all these guys, that Shane Victorino, all these guys that had their best years under him.
And you mentioned Worth.
I mean, why wouldn't you listen to him?
You mentioned Worth, and Worth and Charlie are very close. In fact, one of the reasons why Worth came back last year was because
Charlie probably convinced him.
He was really urging him, listen, this is a good thing for you to come back.
And it'll be okay.
And it was a good thing.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, Jason Worth was nervous. He didn't know what the hell.
Yeah, I would have been nervous, too.
Yeah, he didn't know how he was going to be received.
But Harper, of all those guys down in Washington, looked up to Jason Worth the most because Worth and Harper are very similar as far as what they are, right, and the kind of player that they are. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure Harper knows a lot about Charlie before, just for
right.
Jason Worth, the
right.
stories from that. So he comes up here. Now he's actually, he's on the staff.
He already has respect for him. Yeah. That's why he brought that water to him.
It was pretty cool.
That was a funny moment right there.
It was. Let's go to John. Oh, let's get another tattoo in here. We're looking for the best of the worst Eagles or Philadelphia tattoo. Anthony and Glendora. Anthony, what do you got?
Hey, I got a one-of-a-kind Eagles tattoo. I have a tattoo of a Polaroid of Brandon Graham strip-sacking Tom Brady from the Super Bowl.
Now, that's a tattoo.
This is interesting. All right.
That's a tattoo.
So, say it again. It's a tattoo of a...
Of a Polaroid of Brandon Graham strip-sacking Tom Brady from the Super Bowl.
All right, how does everybody see this?
How does everybody see this?
Is it online?
It's on my Instagram, at Ant Mazziotti. I could tweet it at the show. You guys can retweet it. That'd be the best way.
Do it. Awesome.
All right, I'll get right on that.
When did you get it done?
I got it done. I didn't get it right after the Super Bowl. I got it about a year ago.
And what was the inspiration? Why did you decide? Because it's very interesting. I'm really curious to see it. Why that and not something else?
Honestly, I don't want to crap on anybody that got a Philly special tattoo, but I thought that would be the way everybody would go. And Brandon Graham strip sack and Tom Brady is the biggest play in Eagles history, in my opinion. And I want that forever on me.
Wow.
Love it.
Love it, Anthony. All right, listen, get it to us. We'll check it out. Very interesting.
I tell you, the play really is undersold, man.
No,
Brandon Graham strip sack, and who is it, Nick or Mad Mike? Which one of them calls up here disrespecting Brandon all the time?
Mad Mike.
Come on, man.
Who's got that? So we have somebody here in
Somebody's
person.
Here.
It's your husband, miss? All right, so we have a calf tattoo, calf tattoo.
Is that a calf or an arm? That's a calf.
It's a calf. Yeah, there's a lot of calf tattoos in Philadelphia.
Yeah, a lot of calves.
You have the Phillies logo, and then you have a baseball that's kind of flying into a glove.
Well, the best part is she loves it.
Yep, and he's and he didn't want to.
Yeah,
sir, it's a nice tattoo.
Yeah,
you guys are going to the game right there. He doesn't look thrilled.
I'm gonna guess she picked that tattoo out.
You think?
Yeah,
and he went along with it.
She likes it too much. No way he picked out something that she likes that much.
Right. No, you're right. Spot on. Got a door and window big summer sales event. It's rolling on through the end of August. 40% off all windows and doors. Call them 877-GO-GUIDA or the website goguida.com.
I see he probably put three of them out there that he likes and then include her in. Unlike you, you didn't show Liz three Nick Foles faces.
No, I didn't really consult her in the process.
He did. Yeah, John was lighting candles in the basement for about 6 months after that tattoo.
Yeah, I mean, listen, there's still, even last night there was a mention. What was it last night there was a mention
it
about?
It comes up out of nowhere.
So,
Well, the Jags were on. Did it pop in her head because she saw a picture of Nick Foles on TV?
I don't remember. No, she questions my sanity because, so, people, if you're an everyday listener, you'll hear me talk about I had recent struggles with hemorrhoids in the last 2 months.
Oh Lord,
whatever.
Forgot about that.
Right,
yeah,
I've talked about it on the air. Actually, next week I'm going in for a colonoscopy that hopefully is going to end that entire thing, right? To where it's like that'll be the last thing. I'm good.
Right.
I don't have to worry about anything else. Like everything checks out or whatever.
Yeah.
So she's in a training class for her work, and somehow the word has finally gotten around. She's a relatively new job that she works. That her husband is the idiot that's on WIP. So this trainer finds out, tells her husband. The husband calls into the show. So now the trainer's like, "How's your husband's hemorrhoids and everything else?" And she's like, "Why do you talk about that on the air?" And I'm like, "I don't know. Here's what I've learned about it.
Yeah.
There's a ton of people out there that
are dealing with that.
They deal with the same thing, right?
Yeah, with hemorrhoids.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ain't fun.
No, it's not.
Ain't fun.
Let's go back to the phones. We have
keep a jar. I keep a tube of pH in the
just in case, right?
The cabinet, man. Come on, man.
You never know.
I roll, man.
You know what I'm saying, Jack?
I'm doing by myself. I don't allow nobody in the room.
Man. I know exactly what you guys are talking about.
Yeah, yeah. No idea. You're a young whippersnapper.
Yep.
Yeah. No idea.
Wow, whippersnapper.
Did we? By the way, is that
or grasshopper? Which one you want to be? A young grasshopper?
Is that grasshopper? Yeah. Let's go to Matt in Summers Point. Jack, did we get that tattoo in yet?
It is retweeted on Marks and Reese.
All right, Matt in Summers Point. Matt, what do you have, brother? How are you?
What's going on, guys? How you doing?
Hey, man.
What's up, Matt?
All right, I think I also have a one of a kind Phillies tattoo. I have the Philly fanatic punching the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man in the face.
What?
Yeah, I wanted to combine two things I've loved my whole life, Phillies and Ghostbusters.
Wow. So it's a Ghostbusters. What year did you get this?
2015, I think.
All right, so recent. All right. Matt, how old are you?
I'm 35.
All right. You sound a little bit older.
All
right.
65.
Oh, yeah. Thanks.
Yeah, it's like when people tell me you're really annoying. Matt, how do we see this?
I'll tweet it out to the show for you.
All right, at Mark's Reese WIP.
I like it.
A Stay Puft Marshmallow Man.
Getting beat up by the Philly Fanatic.
Getting beat up by the Philly Fanatic.
Now, that's a creative tattoo right there. I had to see how that looks.
Does that beat Brandon Graham? I mean, this
Well,
it's just, but it's just stay professional, man.
I see how it looks.
It could be the bad portion of the good, the best or the worst. That could be the worst.
Or if you have a great tattoo artist and they've made some great, you know, figures there.
Right.
I need to see it. Well, I mean, we know what the Brandon Graham strip tat looks like.
Right. Yeah. I mean, listen, if out there you're thinking, like, well, I have a really bad tattoo, that could win, too.
Right.
if it's really bad.
Really.
And if you have a Gabe Kapler tattoo on your body,
man,
you will win.
You are in.
You will win. Go to Chris in Gibbstown. Chris, how are you, buddy? All right. Yep. What do you got? Chris? Christopher?
Hello. Hey,
buddy.
Sorry, guys. Hey, I got a little bit of ice juice for that Grand Salami last night, huh?
Well, it is Friday.
Hey, I got two quick questions. First one, Eagles. I don't know if you guys know any information about this lieutenant from the Army that the Eagles just signed, Brett Toll or Tooth. I'm not really sure how they say his name and what their plans are.
Is it Tooth or Toth?
He would have been a late round draft pick from what I read. I have no idea, but he was able to. I guess the service that he did was enough, and now he's able to play. So,
yeah,
I don't know much about him other than he would have been likely drafted, but it would have been late.
My last question is for the Phillies. We all know Charlie Manuel's in there just for a batting coach per se. But do you guys think that maybe he's sort of a plant for management to sort of figure out what might be going on in this field house and with players and maybe some future hirings and firings? You know, him sort of reporting back to management on the fly a little bit?
Only reason why I say no, I understand why someone would think that, and I've heard that thrown out this week. The only reason why I would say I don't believe Charlie Manuel would have signed on for that because Charlie Manuel was a manager. And Charlie Manuel is a ball coach. And there are certain codes that Charlie Manuel lives by that's old school. And being a plant for the front office to help them, I don't know, decide to fire a manager, I don't think Charlie Manuel would do that. I think Charlie Manuel would just assume pass on the opportunity to be the hitting coach.
If John Middleton's looking for a plant, he's got a $330 million outfielder that's going to be relatively honest in conversations with
him. How about that? Yeah.
That's the first person I'd go to.
Yeah.
He has a direct line to John Middleton.
Sure.
He has a different relationship than a lot of other players.
And he's going to be here.
Right.
Yeah, he's the one that's going to be here longer than anybody.
That's who I'd ask.
Yeah. Yeah, Charlie Manuel. I don't think they would ask Charlie Manuel to do
something. No, John Middleton's
like that.
Not doing that.
Yeah.
No. John Middleton's trying to salvage the season. That's what he's trying to do.
Yeah. Again, if they wanted to fire Gabe, they could.
Yep.
I mean, John Middleton could just fire him.
It would have.
He wanted to.
Here's the bottom line. They weren't living up to expectations, and they're trying to make the playoffs. Pat Kraus, they were in first place in 1983. Mm-hmm. I know this is 1983. They were in first place. They fired the manager. Paul Owens came down from upstairs.
While they were in first place?
They were in first place.
Wow.
Now, they were underachieving, as at least the organization thought they were underachieving. They brought in, there was the Wheeze kids. They brought in all the old players.
Right.
You had Tony Perez. You had Joe Morgan. You had Pete Rose. You had Mike Schmidt.
That's the team that lost to Baltimore, right?
Yep, and you know what? Those guys probably hated Pat Corrales, right? He was probably
so he had to bring in a different voice.
So he brought in Paul Owens that was like, you guys manage the clubhouse, and I'm going to sit back and do whatever.
And it worked.
Yep.
To get him to the World Series.
My point, the players probably pushed him out. The players probably let upper management know, like, listen, get this guy out of here. Let's go to Angry Al.
Yeah.
Checking in. Angry Al, I give Gabe Kapler a lot of credit for the team's turnaround the last two nights. What's going on, man? How are you?
Johnny Mark.
Hey, buddy.
What's up, Mike?
Hey.
What up, Al?
You give Gabe so much damn credit, then I got a bet for you.
What?
Phillies win the World Series, you get a Gabe tattoo in color with his leopard bikini on your damn back. How you love Gabe so much.
How about this? Since you don't think that's going to happen, how about you do that, Al?
Nah, I have a truly bad jailhouse tattoo that I gave myself and got caught doing in the middle of it and ended up getting 60 days in the hole for it. For self-mutilation.
He's in the league. I don't even.
Yeah, no, I mean, he's so annoying with trying to get in the league, you're going to get in. Yeah, you'll be a separate. You're in, Al.
Oh, my God.
Was this county or state?
I'm like, did I just find out you were in jail somewhere?
I had an idea he was. I didn't want to ever say it. You did
it's
doing county?
County. I was young. I was 18. County jail.
said self-mutilation.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Hey, here's the things. These guards have nothing to do but to look at you all day, and all of a sudden you have fresh ink. They know it. They're looking for that. And then they're looking
No, he actually caught me doing it.
What were you doing?
I made it with a single needle. I made a needle out of a big pen and a sewing needle.
That's what they use.
And then you make
and then
ink
use hair clippers.
India ink and plastic chess pieces and all that stuff. It's no good.
What the hell? What the hell?
But
is
it's
wrong with us?
We should have done best jailhouse tattoos, right?
Yeah,
had more people.
But last night, all right, they played gay ball for 7 innings. And then they played Charlie Ball, and they came alive.
And what's Charlie Ball?
Where you get
two lucky hits that go off the second baseman's glove? Is that Charlie Ball?
Well, yeah, I guess that helped. But I'm just saying, stop making stuff up then. They got more aggressive in the late innings. He was totally aggressive when he crushed that ball.
It was a 2-2 count. He was looking fastball because the bases are loaded. It's what he should have been doing. He was looking middle in. And the reliever, it was pretty inside, too. If he's not looking inside or inner half of the plate, that's a tough ball to hit. He was looking.
Right, but he was looking to hit something. He wasn't looking up there to play around and do two balls, two strikes, one out.
You're down, yeah. Al, you know baseball. You're down two runs, and the bases are loaded.
Yeah,
a 2-2
okay.
count. You know you're getting a fastball there.
All right, I don't care what you say. Your boy Gabe didn't have nothing to do with it. All right?
Yeah, Bryce Harper had something to do with it. How about that?
Well, yeah, Bryce. But he didn't go all Gabe after he hit it.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. You're wrong. They just didn't show it. They just didn't show it. You know why, Al? Because nobody wants to see that. That's why.
That's right. Nobody wants to see him. Let him go hug Klintak and McPhail on some island somewhere.
All right.
I hope they keep crushing it like this. I do, because then all three of them idiots will be gone. Because Middleton will realize the mistake he made.
I don't think he's
making enough money off blunts that he knows, all right, it's time to make a change.
He sold it. He doesn't own it anymore.
Huh?
He doesn't own the company anymore.
Oh, well, okay, whatever.
He's got his money, man.
The truth has nothing to do with the
The truth has nothing to do with anything you say. Get out of here. Man.
Is this where Philly Blunt originated?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I never knew that. Why wouldn't I know that?
Well, I don't think Middleton didn't. They're Black and Milds. Middleton didn't own Philly Blunts. They were Black and Milds. Sold it for like $2 billion.
Yeah. Yeah, I contributed.
All right. I've had a Black and Mild before. Yeah. did you see the Philly Fanatic Stay Puff?
I didn't.
Well, that's incredible, man. I mean, it's still the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man, but that is a hell of a tattoo.
And it's nice. You see the detail in it, yeah.
It's a really good-looking tattoo.
Yeah. Where's it at? Is this his arm?
I think it's a leg, isn't it?
That's his calf.
It's his leg.
It's on the back of it. Yeah. That's going down the back of his calf.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, whoever did this is a really talented artist. Yeah. 888-729-9494. We're going to have to decide.
See, that's what I'm saying. When you're my complexion, there's no color to my tattoo. I can't give you anything but ink.
Can't you do light, like a white? Isn't there like white color tattoos?
Listen, dog.
No?
I went in the shop, right? He was like, where you want to put it at? I said, dude, find the lightest spot on my damn body. The hell you think I want to put it at? Yeah, put it on the inside of my forearm. How about that?
Oh, my God. 888-729-9494. Here's the Polaroid. Did you see it?
And he even put the whatchamacallit on there.
The pin pusher.
The pin pusher. Yeah. That's got a lot of detail, too. That's the Brandon Graham strip
Brandon
sack.
It's a Polaroid of Brandon Graham
instead of the strip sack. Yes. I kind of like the fact that it's a Polaroid and he has the pin on it.
The pin that's pushing it into the wall.
It's stuck into a wall. Yeah. That's kind of creative.
It's cool, man.
You like that one?
It's a good one.
Okay. It's
a tough finalist. Decision. It's a finalist.
Jackie Tattoo?
Or the one that
good
was
luck.
The one that was done with a staple shampoo and soot.
Yeah, strictly for being a true warrior. It's not as artistic as the other ones, but
it was
done with a damn stapler, I think.
A staple, yeah.
Yeah.
888-729-9494. We'll come back with your phone calls.
Well, how about doing it with a nail gun?
Yeah, it wouldn't be good. Coming back, starting lineup. We'll give you the lineup for tonight's game for the Phils, and we'll play it for you again. Who had the better call? Was it our own Scott Fransky or was it Tom McCarthy? Two great calls. What was better? We'll hear them both coming up next. Don't go anywhere. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. But let's talk about Bradford White Water Heaters for a second. Great American company that have been making water heaters for over 100 years that are quite simply built to be the best. Their innovative technologies have made Bradford White Water Heaters one of the most recommended brands by plumbing professionals for their customers. Whether it's a water heater or a boiler that you need for your business or home, Bradford White products are American strong and built to last. Find a professional contractor near you by visiting bradfordwhite.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.